Welcome to Temple of Health Radio Show. This is Dr. Susan Kolb, and I'm pleased to have as my guest today Nikki Scully, who is the author of Sekhmet, Transformation in the Belly of the Goddess. We've interviewed Nikki several times on Temple of Health Radio Show, and if you go to the archives at www.plasticos.com, you can listen to some of these other interviews. Sekhmet is a very powerful Egyptian goddess, and one that many of us work with, especially during periods of significant transformation. So I was very pleased to see a book on Sekhmet. And we're going to talk about today about how the energy of Sekhmet can help one in their spiritual journey. Thanks for joining us, Nikki.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Dr. Kolb. It's always a pleasure to be on your show.
Well, thank you. So, would you like to give the listening audience a little bit of your background and some of the other books that you've written?
Sure. Let's see. I've written 8 books, and they're all about healing, and they're all sourced in Egypt. My main work is alchemical healing, which is how I met Dr. Kolb. And so that's a trilogy, alchemical healing, planetary healing, and power animal meditations. And then in the Egyptian mystery side, there is the shamanic mysteries of Egypt and the Anubis Oracle, which also has its own book and card deck. They're a pair. And then there's... But they also stand alone. There's the Union of Isis and Thoth, and then there's Becoming an Oracle, which is a 7-CD set that I think you can still get digitally, but I'm the only one that has any. I just have a few printed copies left, and that's sort of the journey around the world, like Homer's Odyssey of Becoming an Oracle.
Great.
So that's,
well, I'm sure people would be interested in that, because that's a long tradition, many, many thousands of years.
And we cover 14 different traditions where you meet your own inner teacher, and out of 19 journeys, because 5 of them are in Egypt, where I believe it all started.
Yeah, Egypt was the original center of the mystery schools, and there was a whole series all up and down the Nile of, you know, a journey of the initiates, and one of the most famous initiates to go through that was Jesus Christ.
Yes, they say that happened, and I tend to believe it, because the myth of Isis and Osiris, which is the prominent mystery school teachings of Egypt, are the Osirian mysteries, are replicated in the Bible in so far as the virgin birth and the conception, the divine conception. And it's when Christianity took over, they just sort of incorporated that in their own language. It's really interesting if you study it. But my interest is actually in very much in that shamanic arena of Egypt. Like, the idea to me of a virgin birth is quite understandable once you understand the kind of rites and initiations that pharaohs had to go through so that their the bloodline would be that of consummation by one of the Neter, the gods of Egypt. And whereas people think of this high civilization as though it's something really extraordinary and different, it's actually a nature religion. The word Neteru, which is the Egyptian word for the gods, is in Christian Coptic would be nature, and in English would be nature. So it is a nature religion, and they believed that God is in everything. So everything is divine, and every one of us are divine. So all of my work in the Egyptian mysteries provides maps and guidance toward rediscovering your own divinity. And from that place, then the world becomes a co-creation, and we're not subject to the whims of 8 billion people asking for crazy things like bigger breasts or, you know, just the things that people wish for all go into the mix. And so now more than ever, it's important that we stand up with from our authentic selves and know that our thoughts matter, our words matter, and our wishes matter.
Yeah, I want to point out too that we were told in session that as of Wednesday, karma is speeded up 30 times. In May it was 15, but 30 times what it was, say, a year ago. So there's never been a time like the present where karma, which is the law of cause and effect, is going as fast for each of us. So you really need to work on your thoughts and your words and your what you put out, because what you put out is going to come back a lot quicker as of this week.
and there's no accident that this book is coming out right now, because Sekhmet is the lioness-headed goddess of Egypt, who is the feminine face of the sun. She is both the destroyer and the quintessential healing goddess of Egypt. And to reconcile those, you kind of need to understand her myth a little bit. But, of course, it's so misinterpreted that people tend to fear her. And it's so important that we embrace her, because she will give us the courage and the passion and the power, because her name itself means power or mighty one, to stand up for truth, balance, harmony, cosmic law, which the Egyptians called Ma'at, and which is both a goddess and a concept. And Sekhmet is the guardian of Ma'at. And when you pass through her belly, as you do in this very shamanic alchemical process that is this book, you bring up everything that you want to have changed into yourself, inside of yourself, be there characteristics, reactionary actions, just all the things that you just haven't been able to change because you were so deeply programmed for so long. And so you tie all of those into knots, and you just gather these knots and tie them for the things you want to change, for the gratitude, for the lessons, for the prayers, for the outcome. And you, when you're ready and you know you're ready, then you take them and you offer them to her at her temple in Karnak. And the book is well illustrated, so it shows you the way. And then I guide people on the journey, and she literally devours you, offerings and all. But those offerings provide her, those give her an opportunity to see what you've been able to bring up to the surface of your consciousness, so she has easier access. And then you're in her belly for the entire time while you are digested and deconstructed and brought down to your essence. Pass through, and then the regeneration process is ignited, and you participate in the repair and regeneration of your DNA, and you participate in the repair and regeneration of all of your systems, from your circulatory system to your neural systems, It's your endocrine system, your skeletal system, your brain, your meridians. It's so thorough. And you get to observe from inside her body while this process is happening, and you're safely tucked away, and the world is going on at the same time. So mm-hmm. you're engaged in life, but you're living in this alternate reality as well. And the more conscious you can be while it's happening, the more potent and complete the transformation will be.
Mm-hmm.
Then if on the other end you choose to revert, well, that's a choice you make, but it won't be because you haven't fully experienced every aspect of the transformation itself.
Right.
I know it's kind of ambitious, but I've been working it since 1997 when it first came in Switzerland, when mm-hmm. I was working with a psychiatrist there, and we were working on rage. And Sekhmet mm-hmm. came in and ate everybody and ate their rage, and we spent the weekend watching it transform. Mm-hmm. And, of course, now that it's in a book, you can take as much time as you need
right.
to go through every part of that very full dance card.
Well, yeah, I think there's a lot of people now that really need to work on these negative emotions, you know, the rage and jealousy, and there's a lot of fear out there.
The fear.
There's a lot of real significant fear because things, portals are opening,
right.
Bad things
understand.
Are happening, there's yeah. a lot of false flags out there that people think are one thing and they're really
tripping.
Something else, you know.
We're being run by fear, so actually...
Deliberately run.
Exactly.
Plant deliberately run.
So I very deliberately put the fear journey to deal with fear before mm-hmm. we do anything, to
right.
get as much of our fears, the ones that are getting in our way, out of the way before mm-hmm. we even begin. So that you feel safe before you even enter her sanctuary to allow yourself to be devoured.
Right.
Because that trust is so important. But once you make that relationship with her, you're one of her cubs.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to look after you while you're in her belly. And she's mm-hmm. going to share with you in that whole... It's actually, you know, as I'm talking to you, I'm thinking about conscious parenting
mm-hmm.
and how conscious pregnant women commune with their embryos and their fetuses and before they're ever born.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a time when you have almost more... potent influence than any other time. And we mostly disregard that. We don't realize how much of what we think and what we eat and what we do goes into that developing child.
Mm-hmm. And all the emotions, you know, the emotions that you feel are transmitted to the child.
Exactly. And mm-hmm. so to have... You know, the lioness mom with you in her belly, because she'll mm-hmm. turn into the lioness in order to devour you. And mm-hmm. then you're there. And if you have to get out, you can work it out with her. But most mm-hmm. people are so happy to be there, they're in no hurry to get out once mm-hmm. they realize what's happening. It's just mm-hmm. kind of that initial fear, that idea of being devoured and the shamanic death illumination and mm-hmm. rebirth that we go through in cycles unconsciously throughout our lives.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're just sort of bringing it out into the open and saying, if you really want to mutate because we no longer have time to for evolution is too slow. You have to program the mutation, or else you'll get a random result.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's science. I mean, Bruce Lipton and I just had that conversation last week when we
really?
Were teaching together. Yeah, because I was saying that when I had cancer, my mantra was mutate or die. And mm-hmm. he said, well, you really have to be careful with that because mutation is random.
Yeah.
He said, but the latest discoveries in epigenetics mm-hmm. show us that it doesn't have to be random. You can program. You can design your mutation.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're subject to consciousness.
Exactly.
And, you know, I really believe that, well, cancer is a fourth dimensional intrusion into the third dimension, similar to Morgellons and schizophrenia. In other words, they're caused by different things, but like schizophrenia is demonic and Morgellons dark lord, but cancer is just kind of like stupid eater. I mean, it doesn't really do anything other than try to kill the host. But but basically, it goes into an area of low an organ of low energy. So if you're dropping the organ energy, especially with the smart meters, or very most of the cancers I'm seeing these days are smart meter or geopathic stress or electromagnetic, these Wi-Fi and cell towers.
Right.
And, of course, emotional is in there, too, if you have
and
a big emotional.
And radiation.
Radiation's big. Radiation is definitely something we need to be concerned about. I do hair analysis. Some of the women have high uranium levels, and others have high medical radiation histories.
Have you had I know you're in Georgia, but do you have any mm-hmm. opportunity to do that kind of testing on the things that come out of the Pacific Ocean since Fukushima?
No, but let me tell you something. I've been treating people with a supplement called Rad Detox, and it seems to be the best thing out there other than if it's uranium. Uranium, you need to use Folium PX, but Rad Detox is we muscle test, of course, but I'm treating a lot of people for radiation. And then if you want to do it with dietary, you can do it with brown miso soup with seaweed in it, but just make sure the seaweed comes from Maine Seaweed Company, not the Pacific.
Right.
And we actually have Maine seaweed for sale if people want to do the, you know.
Oh, great.
Do it, yeah.
Oh, please.
They can buy a big block of seaweed. Just go on the website, plasticfit.com.
Please tell us the website because I want to get some.
Yeah, it's www.plastikos.com. And you can read about Rad Detox. You can read about Folium PX. I think it was Doris Rapp who told me about Folium PX because I was looking everywhere for something to treat uranium. It's very difficult to treat. And, we saw a fair number of breast cancer coming from the areas where the atomic bombs were exploded, you know, in the 60s.
Yeah,
that's
part of how I got mine. But I also got mine working with Chernobyl, and I learned some things then, because I almost died, even though I was here,
mm-hmm.
I was moving the radiation around, the plutonium.
Yeah, you have to be very careful. I was actually, 3 days after Chernobyl, I was in Venice. So that wasn't good.
But
awfully close to the action.
If you read Planetary Healing, I tell the story of what happened to me. But mm-hmm. what we did for me just to keep me alive at that time was to scrub me and every orifice of me.
Mm-hmm.
And first we journeyed me and we packed me in clay.
Yeah, and clay is
that
very good.
Pulled it out and then rinsed me in spring water.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't remember what we did to get my organs going, but we got those going. And then just scrubbed and scrubbed and scrubbed. Kept blindfold on me because my eyes were so burned. And
radiation affects other dimensions. So
it was incredible.
That's why we have extraterrestrial help with this because, you know, normally they're
that's
not allowed to help us. But if we're going to be affecting their, you know, other dimensions, then they are allowed to
and they actually
interfere.
Helped me by coming in and putting crystals in my hands, and mm-hmm. I was able to make a grid and all that, or a great deal of it. I don't know how many other people were given the same task, but mm-hmm. Moving that radiation down through a vortex and into a sacredly prepared sweat lodge fire that just happened to, fire pit that just happened to be on during mm-hmm. the blow at Chernobyl. We were doing a lodge, and the space was being prepared. And so all that radiation that was supposed to hit the West Coast was never measurable. And I don't mind having had cancer once mm-hmm. I realized how I got it.
Right, yeah. Now, and radiation is a big one, and people don't understand. You know, you really need to use your pendulum or muscle test or use your spiritual hearing before you're eating fish these days or seaweed that you don't know where it came from.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
Yeah.
So with Sekhmet, and I want to mm-hmm. get back to Sekhmet because
sure.
she's so important right now because she's turning us into warriors,
mm-hmm.
into guardians for the planet. But it's so you get personal healing, you get healing for your families and communities, and you get healing for the world. And you also, for people who don't know what they're doing or what their sacred purpose is, you get full instructions and direction, and you won't have that question anymore because you know that your reason for being here is because you were called to be one of Sekhmet's children, one mm-hmm. of, and you're a peer because you are she and she is you once you've had such an intimate experience.
Mm-hmm.
And so whenever you need that help, that courage, that power, that passion, mm-hmm. whatever it is, she's right there with you, in you, directing you. And the same for healing. And I mean, if you just look at the cover of the book, which obviously we can't show them on the radio, but if you see it at your bookstore, if you go onto my website, shamanicjourneys.com, mm-hmm. and you blow it up and you look in her eyes, she will give you transmission directly from her place on the cover of that book, and it was designed purposely for that.
Yeah, it's a remarkable cover. It really is.
Thank you. We're having our lunch party tonight.
And you've got also a whole section in the middle of the book with color photos.
Yes, so that people will have will see how where she stands, where she's been for 3,500 years,
mm-hmm.
and lots of pictures, so that you really get the feel of it. And my Egyptologist, when he realized what I was doing when I was practicing this work in Egypt, told me that in rural communities, they're still doing this. They're mm-hmm. still tying knots and making dolls and using them for everything from healing to revenge. It's really interesting. He was so blown mm-hmm. away. He just couldn't even imagine how I could have gotten that information. And
the same place they got it.
Yeah, and as soon as he realized it, he was just like hooking me up with every question I needed answered to make sure I didn't mm-hmm. make any mistakes.
Sure.
Because it's so important right now.
Yeah. Well, so would you like to give, why don't you go ahead and give some information about your website and contact information?
Okay, and if you want, if there's time, I'll take them on a journey so they can get a direct transmission.
Okay, great. That would be great. Yeah, we have 15 minutes or so.
Okay, good. Okay, the website is shamanicjourneys.com or nikkiscully.com or alchemicalhealing.com. I'm easy to find. Google me. I'm everywhere. So now, all of the work is threaded through the heart. Power without mm-hmm. heart, as we've seen, is a really
abusive.
It's
very abusive.
It's deadly. So
and it'll get your karma 30 times faster.
So everything goes through the heart. So right. I'm going to, because I know your listening audience is very proficient and advanced, so I'm going to take you through this breath, and then I'm going to introduce you to Sekhmet, and then you'll get transmission directly from her.
Okay.
So first, if you're driving, pull over so that you can really focus on this. And then focus on your heart. Find the eternal flame that lives within the sanctuary of your heart. And when it comes into focus, in whatever way it does, whether you see it, feel it, know it, or simply imagine it, feed it with love. Love is the fuel. Then you begin to breathe as though you were bellows, and you're inhaling from earth and sky simultaneously. From the heart of the earth, you're inhaling the power and energy, the life force, your energy, you're inhaling the elements and all their medicinal powers, the medicinal powers of crystals and gemstones and roots and trees and plants. And you're inhaling all those up to your heart at the same time as you're inhaling by drawing down from the heart of the universe the intelligence of all the celestial bodies and beings in all times and all dimensions who are there to support us and help us, and the field of consciousness in which all these celestial bodies are suspended. And so you're inhaling the powers of earth and sky. You're mixing it with the love that you just keep continuing to pour on your flame. And then when you exhale, it goes from your heart in every direction. And as it passes, the breath passes through your body, it awakens every cell and molecule. And as those cells and molecules come to attention, and you keep breathing, by the time you get the rhythm, we're going to do two more breaths. So together, in, pulling in from earth and sky, holding it while it mixes with your love, exhaling from your heart in every direction. Again, inhaling from earth and sky. This time, hold your hands up and forward. And as you exhale, after you've, you know, fed it with love and you exhale, two things happen. One, your heart fire connects with the person closest to you, and it goes, and we're all connected. And then the energy comes pouring out through your hands. Take another heart breath. In, hold. Exhale. Feel it come off your fingertips like sunbeams and moonbeams. Notice how the light has gotten so bright and so huge. Because this show is heard internationally, it pretty much surrounds the world. And it acts like a signal. And now all the other dimensional beings start coming in, our ancestors and the deities of all pantheons and the galactic councils and so forth. And they're all gathering around this light to support us. So we are the below, and they are as above. And as above, so below. We are complete. Take a moment to honor all the beings that you recognize, to invoke any of your own spirit guides, plant medicines, totem allies that you wish to be there to witness your initiation. Greet them as they come in. And then in the center of this huge glowing light, first there's a dot. And it grows, and it grows until it becomes like the eye of Thoth, like this beautiful, or it might be the eye of Ra. If it's a left eye, it's Thoth. If it's a right eye, it's Ra, the sun god. But it grows and gets bigger, and you're pulled toward it, and you're pulled through it, and suddenly you find yourself standing in front of this, like, 8-foot black granite statue of a woman with a lioness head. And her eyes are glowing. You just walk right up to her so that you're eye to eye and heart to heart, and she's going to reach out and put a hand on your chest. It might feel like a paw. It might feel like a hand. Instantly, the energy starts running through your circulatory system, and you feel her power awakening the memory of her in your DNA, like turning those lights on where that ancestry lives. And as that spreads through and you look at her eyes, they become like vertical a vesica piscis, or vessel of the fish bladder, like what happens when you take two circles and you intersect them, and that's the portal. And she transmits through that portal of her eyes this pure sunshine, and it goes into your eyes and moves through your brain, into your central nervous system, into your endocrine system, through your pituitary, your pineal, and your hypothalamus. And those connect up with all the other systems in your body. And as she scans you and looks through you, when she comes to a weak point, you know, remind her if you need to, but you probably won't have to. She'll pause, and she'll just pour that healing light into you. And she'll go, and this is, you know, we have to do this very quickly. You can do this yourself and take your time. This is just an introduction. And then when she's finished scanning you, receive whatever message that she has to give to you. And you may have time to ask her a question. Make sure it's an important one, because we have so little time. But make sure you get all the information or whatever initiation she wants you to receive at this time. And then you'll know if you are called. And dead space is death to radio. So that's why I'm keeping talking while you have this experience. And make an arrangement to meet her and complete with her, perhaps tonight before you go to sleep. But be sure to thank her and let her know how grateful you are to have this opportunity to connect with her, if it's for the first time or if she's an old friend, and thank her for the healing that you've received. And then she's going to turn, you know, back into her statue. You can see it clearly, hopefully, or feel it, or know it's there. And you want to back away. And each step that you back away and just kind of nodding and, you know, paying your respects, each step brings you closer back to where you're sitting or lying or standing or running and listening to this. And then take a breath a belly breath. This time, draw the breath into your dantian or your hara. I usually direct people to just a couple of fingers below their navel, and then exhale down into the earth to ground and center yourself. It's very important that you be well grounded before you take up driving again. And when you're ready, open your eyes, wiggle your toes and fingers. And I wish we had a call in so I could hear from you, but I don't know whether this is live or not. So
it probably is a pre-record. I'm not sure it is. But I wanted to share an experience that I had a long time ago. My parents wanted to get me, I think it was probably a birthday or Christmas gift, I'm not sure what. And I chose a statue of a cat, and you probably know which one it is.
Bast.
And I named it Bast. And
oh,
I think
come
I was
on.
Five.
And you've never been told about Bast?
No.
Oh, that's
I still
wonderful.
Have it. I still have it. It's a concrete statue of Bast, and it was in a gardening shop. It wasn't in a toy store or anything. It was a gardening shop.
Oh, that's
so
wonderful.
I think I've connected with the cat goddesses of Egypt, including Sekhmet, for most of my life.
So what happened for you today? Were you able to journey today?
Yes. Well, I am old friends with Sekhmet, and I thanked her for the courage that she's given me. I've had quite a bit of interference from the powers that be and other people that don't like what I'm doing.
I can imagine.
As you can imagine. And so she's given me great courage, great wisdom to know when to do what so that my patients and myself are not in danger.
Excellent. Excellent. And were you able to feel her energy coming into you?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited. I'm glad we got to do that.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. Yeah, I felt her energy, like I said, from the cover of the book and from some of the other things within the book. Her energy comes out very well. I love the picture, the plate one, the icon of Sekhmet in her fierce warrior aspect.
Isn't that
really
incredible?
Amazing.
Part of me wanted to use it for the cover, but it was so busy, and she really just needed a simple way to reach out and
connect,
touch the people.
Yeah. And her eyes aren't, you know, her eyes are going in the wrong direction to connect.
Right.
On that one, yeah.
Right. Right.
Yeah,
but there, yeah, I had a lot of help with that book.
That's a great book.
The thing with me and my writing is I can't really own any of it because I'm not the visionary. I'm the catalyst.
Right. Yeah.
And my husband was the visionary for Planetary Healing. 25 years of us visioning together is in that book.
Mm-hmm.
And Normandy Ellis, who's just amazing, was the co-creator for the Union of Isis and Thoth. And then Linda Starwolf for the Anubis books, the Shamanic Mysteries of Egypt and the Anubis Oracle. And she could see the threads on the clothing that they were wearing. She knew nothing about Egypt when we started. And so she had to describe everything to me meticulously, and then I'd say, okay, is it so-and-so? And they'd say, yes, and then we'd go on and get the work.
Right. Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's an interesting way of co-creation.
It is.
Then so is the work in this book. So, you know, have yourself a taste and take a deep dive and I'll be doing a support by phone. I'm going to do a virtual book launch probably in the beginning of August. And then in September, I'm going to start not only teaching it so that people who don't want to do it alone can have my support, but I'll do monthly calls so that anybody mm-hmm. who's reading the book anywhere in the world can check in with me and ask me questions.
Great.
And be supported while they go through this, because it's a lot to ask people to do, to mm-hmm. offer them up to be devoured.
Well, it's deep shamanic work, so it's and you have to overcome fear to even participate in it. That's true.
But she has a wonderful way of teaching you how to deal with fear that's in the book. Mm-hmm. But I also have a free journey from Anubis that is published in two of my books, but it's also online for free because fear is such a big deal. So if you go to mm-hmm. shamanicjourneys.com and you go to the articles, look for the fear journey with Anubis. Mm-hmm. And he'll literally take you to a grotto of brimstone and sulfur, and which has a very low flashpoint, and you stand in the fires of your own fear and you transform them. And it doesn't hurt. It's not scary because he's watching over you, and it's very effective and it's very fast.
Great. Well, there's lots of use for that these days. People are having to make choices between love and fear, and more and more quickly, I would say.
Yes. I mean, this news about karma that you just gave me makes sense because everything is happening so fast right now.
Well, it has to do with the vibratory rate of the planet, which is skyrocketing. You know, it used to be around 8 point something, and now it's probably well over 130. So, I mean,
so it's like our blood pressure is rising?
it's measurable, yeah. So, it's part of the ascension of the planet, obviously.
I understand. That would be kind of funny.
And for people out there who took some physics, you know, you heat up elements, and when you get to a certain point of putting energy in, they jump up a level in the periodic chart. You know, that's physics.
I'm glad.
And that's what's happening to our Earth right now. We've got cosmic energy coming in at the poles, actually. It's being measured. Huge amounts of cosmic energy are coming in. And you know all the activity in Antarctica right now, so it's melting.
Well, and everywhere.
Things, and yeah, everything's coming back.
Yellowstone is having all kinds of weird stuff going on, and the Cascadia subduction zone here on the mm-hmm. Pacific coast is showing signs of activity. I mean, there's...
Yeah, and I think the New Madrid Fault, from what I've heard, might be active in July.
Where's that?
It comes up straight up the Mississippi, but there's a lot of nuclear power plants down there, and they need to be able to be shut off right away. And the New Madrid Fault, the government's been preparing for it for some time because it's one of the scenarios that, you know, they prepare for, and I think that there's quite a bit of evidence that that's heating up. And so for us in Atlanta, we might have a natural gas and or more likely a gasoline shortage. I don't know if you remember Rita years ago. Atlanta did not have gas because our gas lines were interfered with.
Wow.
And they would be interfered with again with a New Madrid fault. So, you know, having enough... I mean, preparing for that would be, you know, just, we don't know how long that would be out, but you can prepare for that.
Yeah, we've got the same thing going on the West Coast. We're at least 70 years beyond when it was predicted through the rhythms of the Cascadia mm-hmm. subduction.
Well, the West Coast faults are being stabilized by extraterrestrials. There's actually photographs of that online. Yeah. That's known. I mean, I think the West Coast is going to be fine. I think the next thing that's going to go is the New Madrid Fault.
Well, I will keep my eyes and my heart on it.
Yeah.
And do what I can.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, that's something that is a possible future.
This frequency change that's coming mm-hmm. from the source in the stars, I mean, mm-hmm. all kinds of people are being... tuned up, so to speak.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're either going up or you're going down. Jesus said the wheat will be separated from the chaff. So people whose chakras are going in the correct direction are getting healthier, younger, more clairvoyant, more intuitive. And people who have chakras going in the wrong direction are getting sicker physically, emotionally. And if you're not connected with your soul or higher self, you actually might be going a little crazy.
And that seems to be happening, like, happening everywhere. And
right.
The
Yogi Bhajan actually predicted all of that, and several of the other masters did, too. They really did.
Well, I'm just thankful to be on the side of having some tools to help people. And
yeah.
Well,
it's very important right now, especially the fear aspect, because people are paralyzed by fear. They really are.
I know, and it's just insane.
So this would be a great way to get some help with it. Sekhmet is one of the most courageous symbols out there, you know, in terms of a goddess energy and connecting with the heart and overcoming fear and really having courage. And that's why I've always been very close to Sekhmet.
And when you do this work, I mean, she becomes an awakened part of you. She's always been part of you, but now it's like you're hers. You're saying, okay, mm-hmm. I'm willing to incarnate again in this life as a child of this goddess, as an adult mm-hmm. child of this goddess with the tools that are required mm-hmm. to help. And then we can use the exponential power of our numbers in our growing community to work together to create a healthy future.
Right.
And
yeah.
It's really...
As you know, we have to deconstruct, with Sekhmet's help, actually, because it does take a lot of courage, the forces that would oppose us in that. You know, the forces that are going after depopulation and a lot of other very serious negative agendas for the planet. And the battles that are on now are absolutely incredible. There's never been a time where we've been more at war with these forces.
And more on a precipice.
Right, yeah.
But if we can, I mean, these things can't exist in a state of love. Just like
they can't, and they're going to fall away because this energy. I mean, we cannot win any battle against evil. You know that.
No.
You can't.
Not us.
I mean, we can stand up to it. We can, you know, overcome our fear of it. We can do all sorts of things. But it's this galactic energy that's going to take evil out.
So in her myth, they say that when she was sent down the last time, it got like this. Mm-hmm. Or one time when it got like this, she was so blown away that she just started killing everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to supposedly trick her by putting out all these vats of barley beer that she was supposedly to assume was blood and drink them and get drunk and mm-hmm. therefore become pacified. Well, come on. Whoever wrote that myth didn't know Sekhmet, or at least whoever interpreted it didn't know Sekhmet, or they would know that whatever they put in that brew, she knew darn well what she was getting, took it happily, and went from rage to love,
mm-hmm.
and then walked away. And
but that's the path that all of us have to take.
And that's what this path is.
Yeah.
That's what this book is for.
You can't live in rage. It'll tear your physical body apart.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So all of my books are maps, but I'm mm-hmm. particularly excited about this one because
I think it's a good one for this time.
Yeah, it's so potent and so timely.
Yeah, it is. Well, we're coming up on the end of our hour. Would you like to give your contact information one more time?
Sure. It's Nikki Scully, NikiSCully, at NikkiScully.com or ShamanicJourneys.com, which is my tour company. We're still taking groups to Egypt, and as long as it's safe, we're going to continue to do it. I'd say do it sooner rather than later if you're called. And I do free planetary healing calls to action, and I will be doing free support groups for SecMet work. And so get on my mailing list so you'll know when things are happening.
Great, great. Well, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate your meditation and conversation today. It's been great.
It has been, and thank you so much for having me.
You're really welcome. I appreciate it. Well, we've been interviewing Nikki Scully, SecMet, Transformation in the Belly of the Goddess. Next week, we'll be interviewing Jennifer Gell, The Science of Planetary Signatures in Medicine. And then Erin Elizabeth will be speaking about In the Limelight, My Healing Journey. And then Dr. David Lowe, The Study of Dreams, the week after that. Thank you so much. Join us next week for Temple of Health Radio Show.